Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. Settle down, kids. I'm excited, too. She's the second generation president and CEO of the outstanding American success story. An American publishing company, folks. It's still a family business. Bottom line publications. Isn't that great? I just love the story. And of course, when you listen to Sarah, you see why they're so successful. She is their bottom line personal is twice monthly. Their bottom line yearbooks. I just got my brand new ones, folks. Bottom line yearbook 2020, the health book, the health breakthrough book, the women's guide. Still didn't get my guy's guide, but I'm working on that. Sarah, welcome back.
I'm so glad you got your books.
Oh, I do. They're right here. They're beautiful.
Good.
But there's only three. Where's the fourth one? Where's the guidebook? That's another story.
I keep telling you, guidebook is just, guys are simpler.
Well, it could be it's a thin book,
women
though.
Women are more complicated. We have more parts.
Book. Well, let me tell you the guidebook, what the title of the guidebook would be. When guys like something, we always like it. The sofa, the curtains.
Which is why there's no annual.
The drapes. It's very simple. It's a pamphlet. Make it a pamphlet. Okay, Sarah, I want to talk about your blog. You really remember the joke about the guy who walked out of the church and he looked at the minister and he said, "You stopped preaching and started meddling." And so with your blog, you're starting to meddle a little bit because you're talking about these excuses that are so cool. I mean, that are so handy for me to make an excuse about why I don't change, why I don't grow. I mean, you're meddling in my excuses when you talk about these things.
I'm messing with your head, aren't I?
That's right. You are. You're inside my head. It's a scary place.
Well, here's the secret thing that we all do. We all have these excuses that give us permission to not move ahead in our lives. Yeah, but I don't have time, right? People don't get up to exercise. I don't have time. I'm too tired.
You don't understand.
Whatever it is, it's so hard. Whatever it is, we have this constant chatter in our heads of excuses.
I don't have enough money. She doesn't like me.
And the reason I wrote this blog, I have a very dear friend. We're friends since college. And for the last 30 years, she's been in a job she should have gotten out of after 5 minutes. She's been in a marriage she's had problems with. She's been all sorts of victim of her life. And I've watched her over the years make bad choices, gain weight, smoke, or, you know, suffer immensely. And whenever she'd talk about wanting to change, I'd say, okay, great, let's go do that. Well, then it was, yeah, but my mother, yeah, but my brother, yeah, but my kid, yeah, but whatever it is. And it peppers her life. And she finally called me recently and said, okay, I'm ready to change. I'm like, great, excellent. And then I could hear the same things going
on.
Yeah, but. You've got to hear this. So I wrote this blog, you know, I'll call it in homage to her, because we all do it. And you can hear it if you start to pay attention in your life.
Oh, yeah. We all do.
You can hear it seep out, yeah.
I was just talking to Brian Matamore about how we founders of organizations, entrepreneurial founders, We create something from nothing. Obviously, we were pretty smart. We worked hard. We got it done. We found a niche. We carved out an opportunity. We maybe even created a great financial success. But nothing lasts forever. And when an upstart employee says, "Hey, boss, that's not going to work next year," you're looking around. You're saying, "Wait a minute! I got a business model that's floating my boat. You want me to turn it upside down? Are you crazy?"
Yeah, you got to.
It's the same thing. We have these excuses.
Yeah.
Joel Barker calls them paradigms. He says they're rules that we create around our lives that we find a way to be successful with. But he says what happens to paradigms is they shift and everything goes back to zero and you're holding nothing.
Well, and deep underneath those paradigms, again, are still your excuses. So John Taffer, you know the bar rescue guy?
Yep.
He wrote a great book called Don't BS Yourself. Well, he used the full word, but nonetheless. And he talked about six categories of excuses because in his bar rescue, he's going into companies that, you know, bars that are suffering and pretending like everything's okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's things. So just to identify some of these things that we make excuses about, we just mentioned some of them. I don't have any time. There's never enough or it's not the right time. Right. Mm-hmm. So, oh, well, I could do it, but, you know, I can't do it. And, you know, I can't sell my house until I something else, whatever it is. I can't get a new job yet.
Yep.
There's lack of knowledge. We're all afraid that we don't know enough.
Some things, some of our yeah buts are real. You want me to be an NFL quarterback. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be able to, my excuses for that are real. But other things are not. We've got to identify what's real and what's not real, folks. And you got to be honest. As Polonius said to Falstaff, this above all things, to thine own self, be true. Quick break, right back with Sarah Heiner. We're going to talk about money when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.